coincide with our Reclaim the Commons mobilization, wonderful mobilization, around the G8 protesting the Group of Eight and the Bio Convention that was here in town this time last year. These wonderful people from NAN is their group, Neighborhood Assemblies Network, were here. I'm on the phone. Sorry, I just got interrupted.
No trouble. You know, if you want to start over again, we can make a clean...
No, I don't want to start over again. I've got to get in there. We can start over if you want.
Well, a quick introduction. Mary Bull is on the phone here with us. She's up at the Presidio here in San Francisco. This is a part of the World Environment Day week schedule of events. And Mary is at 1 o'clock, a matter of moments from now. There's going to be a discussion panel going on regarding
green buying to save our planet. Basically, what is happening here is called the World Cafe, which is a deep democratic discussion format. It's like a town hall meeting, but actually deeper. People, various what they call stakeholders at times, but people from various groups, government, community, NGOs, business, corporate, all of these people come together and discuss an issue. And the issue is green buying to save the planet. And one reason why we're here is because San Francisco is considering rolling back its ban on purchasing tropical hardwoods to exempt Forest Stewardship Council certified tropical hardwoods, and we are strongly opposed to that. We see that as a weakening of our environmental laws, and we don't want San Francisco to do it, and we certainly don't want cities around the world to follow suit. The Forest Stewardship Council is a very controversial organization, very many bad certifications of industrial loggers, and big transnational corporate loggers like the Fishers of the Gap. And, in fact, the people who approached San Francisco are called Precious Woods Amazon, and they're a Swiss-German investment group who is entering the primary forest of the Amazon. This is forest that's been inaccessible before this time, and they're taking out the biggest trees, killing non-commercial trees. After they were FSC certified, they doubled the number of trees that they are logging. They've been encouraging timber as the industry, the sole source of income to the local peoples, when diversification should be what is being encouraged if our true purpose is to save the last of the Earth's primary forests, less than 20% left. And we must save that forest, and we must restore the rest, because forests, deforestation creates floods, famine, a world water crisis, global warming. People don't realize that forests are integral to the planet's health and for our own existence, our very existence. They're the lungs of the planet, the fresh water of the planet, the stabilized weather of the planet, and they're being mowed down, 80% gone or so severely damaged they cannot be logged any longer.
Well, tell us, Mary, whose bonehead idea is this to retract San Francisco's participation in?
We got wind of it because the San Francisco Department of the Environment head of green building sent an email to the architects, designers, and planners for social responsibility listserv. An activist friend of ours was on that listserv and forwarded us that email. The email was soliciting letters to support the rollback of this ban. The email said that this rollback of the ban already has had the support of some supervisors and the Department of the Environment. Well, we immediately, mobilized, called all the supervisors, called the Department of the Environment, had a meeting. They then you know, they then backpedaled a bit, said that, oh, they hadn't made up their minds. They wanted to solicit input. We had an explosive meeting with a really, really bad certifying group out of Oakland called Scientific Certification Systems. Many of their certifications stink a mile away. Very, very bad. Sierra Club Canada has been on them for bad certifications. Sierra Club Maine has been on them for bad certifications. Every environmental group in Mendocino was on them for the certification of the fishers of the GAPS logging operation, 235,000 acres of redwood forest. The GAP fishers are destroying that forest right now as we speak, taking the last merchantable timber, you know, with the blessing of the Schwarzenegger and with the blessing of Gray Davis. So believe me, it's bipartisan, you know, big timber money, you know, politicians love. So there was, you know, we've had many lawsuits. They go nowhere. Every judge recused themselves from our last lawsuit because they had worked for the logging company before. I mean, so the regular channels for this have been exhausted. What we're doing now is going to local governments and saying, come on, you're the closest to the people. Get with the program for people and planet. Get off the corporate grid. Get off the corporate tits. You're supposed to be working for us. And we're telling consumers, hey, we're going to have to vote with our pocketbooks. All these guys are sold. We've just had a huge fraudulent election, and they've stolen even our right to vote in the federal elections. So we have to educate the public to stop consuming wood from forests. You can consume wood that's cultivated on agricultural land. That's fine. You can consume recycled wood. And there are certainly just booming business in alternative building materials. And the city of San Francisco, basically this PWA, Precious Woods Amazon, this, you know, Swiss-based investment, you know, approached what we understand is they approached the Port Commission. The Port Commission wants to use something else for their arsenic-treated woods in Pierre. It's good for them, but it's not the dialogue is not either arsenic-treated wood or old growth. That's like the utility company telling us it's either coal or nuclear. You know, there's other options. And there are other options, professional industrial options, to arsenic-treated wood right there on the Internet. There's a group that does plastic piling for piers and docks. There's a group that does non-toxic treated wood for piers and docks. We do not have to log primary forests to get wood for our piers and docks, you know? So anyway, you know, this is not really about that. It's unfortunate, but the Forest Stewardship Council has been driven by the World Bank. I mean, that should clue many people off right now. The World Bank is in on this. The World Bank and the World Wildlife Fund, you know, most the mother of all corporate shills of environmental groups, to be followed by, well, there's many, but the NRDC is another one, with Don Fisher's son, another investor in the corporate logging operation, on the board of the NRDC. Okay, so you people who are trying to save the Arctic through the NRDC, just remember, they were founded by the utility industry to be an environmental group that Wall Street can live with. That's a quote. And you should just be aware that these big environmental groups are something to be skeptical of. And I'm afraid Greenpeace is going that way, too, which is very too bad. They now have 50 offices around the world, they are defending the indefensible, basically, industrial logging of primary forests and everything else, all these bad certifications, when they should be educating the public about a world forest crisis. That's what we're in the midst of, educating the public and pioneering alternatives to wood from natural forests. But instead, they're providing green cover for industrial loggers and taking the last of our primary forests. This is outrageous.
Yeah,
them telling us we have two options, industrial logging or development, is like Bush telling the Iraqis, in order to liberate you, we're going to have to bomb you. I mean, that's how narrow and absurd and radically off this dialogue is. And we're asking Greenpeace fans to get off, you know, to stop shilling for corporate timber interests. You know, this is really, really bad. Rainforest Action Network is also a member of the FSC. And this really is bad because people, you know, they have, their names are known. People trust them. And they're shilling for these corporations. There are many bad certifications. Go to Rainforest Foundation UK on the internet. They did a case study of 9 bad certs. In 2002, they compiled it. Environmentalists from around the world contributed to it. All of the environmental groups, over 140 environmental and human rights groups in Indonesia, asked the FSC to leave their country. They were creating such havoc with bad certifications. I mean, it's just not a good organization. This is not the way to go. We cannot save our primary forests by logging them. You know, that's, again, it's like saying, I'm going to liberate you by bombing you. You know, it's just absurd. And, you know, Greenpeace is on it. So people say, oh, well, Greenpeace is for the FSC green label, so it must be good. It is not good. You know, it is too bad. It is too crying bad. Greenpeace and Rainforest Action Network will not give up, you know, on this organization and do the right thing. And we're hoping they will, and we're putting the pressure on. But we're not alone. Forests.org, I'm trying to think of the fellow. He's wonderful. We have a quote in our latest leaflet. We're putting up an FSC dossier at our website, gapsucks.org. So people can go to gapsucks.org and get all of the info from our FSC dossier, which we just delivered yesterday to the Department of the Environment in San Francisco, which just full of damning evidence against the FSC. And we're encouraging them to do the right thing and to strengthen our purchasing laws, not waste them, not reward Swiss-based corporate loggers for entering and destroying the last of our primary forests.
Hey, well, that's great. Mary, you've got just about 2 minutes to get back inside, and you know, feel free to keep us updated on other events. Anything else coming up this week that you want to highlight?
There's so much going on. I mean, I recommend everyone go to WED 2005. There's a lot to protest. There are a lot of corporate sponsors of this event. There's a lot to protest. There's a corporate event on public-private partnerships tomorrow. What public-private partnerships are bullshit. They're about corporate control of public services and resources and policies. We do not want public-private partnerships. You know, that's something great to protest. There's many corporate sponsors that really need to be exposed at this thing. And there are many great things happening. Green Action has many great events. A toxic tour of Bayview Hunters Point. They had a wonderful event at today's opening ceremony. All the little clothesline of baby clothes to tell people that the toxins in Bayview Hunters Point spewing out of the PG&E power plant and the sewage system, the naval shipyard toxic dump is killing people in Bayview Hunters Point. I am way above the national average in asthma, in breast cancer, many, many other diseases. Anyway, they're doing a lot of good stuff. Ella Baker Center is doing some great stuff. A lot of the stuff is on the official calendar. Some of it is not. But anyway, just go to WED2005.org and you can get a list of events. And there's some that are really worthy of some protesting. I've got to get in. And thanks so much, David, for putting these issues on Indie Media.
No trouble. So WED 2005 is sort of the corporate website, and you can look at
it. It's the SF Environment, the Department of the Environment's website. They're the ones who are hosting this event for the city, and it's their website. But if you go on there, you'll see that there are many corporate events, there are many good NGO events and community events, but there are also a lot of community events that aren't listed. And to get them, I would just suggest calling Green Action and other wonderful groups to find out what else is happening that may not be on that calendar.
Okay, and of course, your website is gapsucks.org.
That's right.
So, you know, there are some updates over there. Okay, so good. There's the WED, standing for World Environment Day 2005.org, and look at that with concern and opportunity. That's got a double-edged sword on that site. All right, well, great. Thanks, Mary, and keep us up on other stuff.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much, David.
Our pleasure. And again, that was Mary Bull from the Gap Sucks and a variety of different. She's been a leading activist here in the Bay Area and Humboldt.
Wouldn't it? Do yourself a favor. Get a mind transplant. Listen to independent radio, the alternative media in general. This is Ward Churchill saying have a nice day.